FCM. For FDI, that'd be four FCMs. FDI, that'd be four FCMs. I didn't hear you call me. Okay, four FDI, that'd be four FCM.
Can you hear me?
Okay, there you are. I think I may have hit a button, been in the wrong frequency. What are you guys doing today? Just sort of chilling?
Little covered. Lisa was helpful good today.
Yeah, not much else. Can't take the trash out because they're not coming tomorrow. They usually come Tuesday, so they're one day removed. All city offices are closed. The mail will come, and I'm not sure I can even get in. So just so sitting there reading. Read all the books. I'm almost out of books now.
That's right.
Can't believe how far you went on the sled. You went all the way down the hill to the intersection. That was quite a ride, wasn't it? Your sleigh ride was incredible. You went forever.
Yeah, that was fun. That's a big hill. So,
always. You had to walk back up the hill, though. That was a long way back up.
You go there, that snow is nice. It's just a good flooding.
I watched it probably five times, all the way down to the intersection. Repeater's acting up a little bit. His picket fixed since, so they'll fix it and get it going. I wish you had a little outside antenna. We talk directly. Simplex, W4FCM.
Yeah,
see,
it's been pretty good, but I'd be able to check to see about that sometime.
Sometimes when it's cold, it sort of picket fits. Just charging so it clicks in and out. Yeah, well, I was up at 6 as normal. Read all my books and opened the blinds, and the deck is solid ice, road solid ice, so no trash today, no mail today, just sort of chill.
So, did your generator kick in at all?
Power never went out. How about there? Did yours ever go out?
That's really, really fortunate. Didn't ever flicker or anything, so very, very happy with that.
Yeah, Blue Ridge, Duke Power, both did a good job. A lot of people did go out. There's several. I was out for quite a while, but ours never flickered. And I'd like to see a picture of your generator when you get a chance. All right, well, enjoy your day off. And it's going to be 40 today. It's going to be pretty mild, really. Not too chilly. I think I heard maybe another big one this next weekend. Snowstorm next Saturday. That'll be for FCM.
We had to cover our chickens with a big tarp. We did that, and they were fine.
Warm, they're happy birds. Ours are out. They finally came out. They stayed in for a long time. Finally, they said, okay, it's warm enough. They're out walking around, digging in the ice.
Yeah, the chickens were pretty good in there. I checked them with the tarp, and it was probably a good thing to be warmer, you know, in their area, and change the water. Two of these eggs that put in there and kind of promotes them to lay eggs. You'll see it. I think one of their buddies laid it.
What are their happy birds? They could eat the snow out there and get some moisture, but yeah, well, I'm glad I got it. I hit a button. I was on the wrong frequency, so sorry about that. I had a monitoring weather channel or something. KD4FDI, W4FCM.
Yeah, the sun's coming out, so hopefully a lot of this melts today and test out the roads. Once it gets crunchy and slushy, it'll be probably enough traction to kind of move around a little bit. But it's really pretty. Glad we got some.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. We got a bunch of icicles. It's dripping everywhere off the house. Just drip, 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 drip. So it refreezes every night, so there won't be any school Monday, Tuesday. I've got oral surgery Wednesday. I hope I can go to that Wednesday.
Melt a lot of it too. But that's nice when it refreezes and it's going to get really, really cold. And then the mountains are talking about negative temperatures.
The show made it brutal, but it didn't get as windy as they said. So I don't think we have any limbs down or anything. So it wasn't as bad as they had predicted. So happy people, W4FCM.
They're getting a little bit of criticism, but I think it's overall not a not a bad thing. I mean, you don't want it to be worse than expected, or to be about the same as they're predicting, because, you know, they one time said it's just ice on the lines and the trees, and they brought a lot of stuff down, and it's been a mess.
It got windy, like I said, 30 mile an hour wind, never got windy, so none of the limbs broke, and yard looks limb free. Means I had to walk around and pick them up. Makes me happy. It's up before I see them.
You drop around here in the back of where I heard them in the woods and stuff, but nothing too big. So, but just, you know, wanted to be prepared for the storm, and we dodged the bullet, that's for sure. So, just we'll wait for the next one. Hopefully, don't have another one this year. But I don't mind the snow. I just don't want the ice and the sleet, you know.
With ice, I don't stand a chance. I'm in for the day, but it's okay. We got our generator ready to kick in. I want the power to go out for just a second here. Vroom! Right outside my window. It'd wake me up, but never. Duke Power did a good job. Keep it going.
What is it outside your bedroom there?
Get between the air conditioner and the road out there. If you're outside facing the air conditioner, it's where parents you drive. Real long, looks like a chest freezer. Yeah, pretty visible, big old Generac, 22,000 Generac. So, yeah, visible but pretty.
Really nice. I really like those. So, yeah, it's interesting to know they got most of the market share. If somebody breaks into that, they could do pretty well. I'm sure that's a big business. You could supply that to people, and I'm sure you train somebody how to do it, and you can really just go from there. How long did it take them to install it?
One day. They came, they were gone. Yeah, they were here, master electrician, tapped into our propane tank we used for gas logs, ran under the house, ran light out to the unit. So it doesn't use a lot of gas, so we're in good shape for several days out. It's just W4FCM.
Did it take them, was it half a day or a whole day?
About a whole day, pretty much a whole day, from 9 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. They had one dedicated electrical work, one dedicated to plumbing work. Each one had a dedicated job to do, and the supervisor kept, even their apprentice, the other people kept telling, don't cut that wire, don't do that. Tell which one. So he was serving as a teacher the whole time. It was interesting. He ran into the house, out of the house. They'd pull the meter, put us in dark, let it kick in. It'd run for a while, they'd plug it back in. So we went to Duke Power Generator four times. Kicked it every time, worked beautifully.
Yeah, well, hopefully power goes out. We'll just a minute for you. You can see how it works. I guess you could always flip the breaker or something, right? And that would work. That would cut on.
He pulled the meter. Actually, pulled the meter out or something. He kept all our clocks in the house were off for all day long. Kept pulling the meter, but after he cycled it four times, he said it works. So he's out of here. So yeah, look forward to having it there. Got to replace the oil or check the oil every few weeks and batteries every 3 years, but not a whole lot of maintenance stuff before FCM.
Not too much, so just let me know if you need some help changing the oil. I'm not sure what it takes, we can look it up. I changed oil in our generator that I bought, so it was set for about 3 years. It was a semi unit. They ran it for an hour or less or something like that, so. But I guess I probably need to let it run now, let the gas run out of it before I put it up.
So it runs well. I like to see, send me a picture. This thing uses 5W30, full synthetic, 5W30. Has a dipstick like a car. Just pull it out, check it, and put it back in. So it doesn't use a lot of oil, so we're in good shape.
5W30, so. All right, Dad, I'll take a picture, and I'm going to use the restroom here. W4FCM, KD4FDI.
Love you, son. Thanks for being there. KD4FDI, W4FCM, sign.